RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you here on 93.7 The Fan. It is The Fan Morning Show. The guys are off. Trust they had a tremendous Christmas. Doran's now got 4 kids. Adam's got 2. I can't imagine the chaos. Like, there are some really good skits on SNL. There's one about the best Christmas ever. Matt Damon's in it. From maybe a decade ago, where they're sitting afterwards and they're having a glass of wine, and it's like, wow, this was the best Christmas ever, when in reality, the entire day was chaos. From trying to make toys, you know, assemble toys, to kids screaming at each other, and, you know, in-laws coming, and the cooking, and all of it. But I hope everybody had a tremendous Christmas. I trust you did.
Isn't that how it's kind of supposed to be? If you've watched Christmas Vacation, there's kind of beauty in that chaos. Now, maybe while you're in that moment, it doesn't feel so wonderful. But after the fact, and end of the night, hopefully you can look back and say, that's one we're going to remember. Maybe, yeah. maybe not perfect from start to finish, but eventful always, I think, creates a memory as well.
And see, Sean, we're at that point where girlfriends and boyfriends are starting to trickle in to the family circle, and it's just it's a cool time for us. Let's get into Steelers. At practice yesterday, it is weird to watch them without DK because the physical presence that he has, even in a practice setting, and I don't know, what's the confidence that you can win in Cleveland? Mine's still good, and maybe I'm naive. DK means a lot. Defenses treat the Steelers differently when DK's on the field. There is a tension focused on DK. And I don't look at it and say, wow, they've had a number 2 receiver that's waiting to be a number 1. No. But they have the right quarterback in this scenario to be able to pull this off. Aaron Rodgers is a guy like Ben Roethlisberger who spreads the ball around. And if you think back to a decade ago or so when Jordan Love was drafted, how ticked off Aaron Rodgers was because he wanted a star receiver. Devontae Adams developed into a star. He made other receivers so much better, including one that's currently on the roster at MVS, because of his accuracy and his ability to find the open receiver. double-digit players have caught touchdown passes. 11, I believe it is, for the Steelers this year have caught a touchdown pass through 15 games. They hit 9 different receivers for touchdowns last year, which is a good number, but it's already more. And I think about, okay, here's Adam Thielen catching a ball, or Thielen being a part of route, throwing one up to MVS on a deep throw that just missed, but having that confidence. Calvin Austin across the field a few times. Now, he was dealing with a hamstring injury, but over the span of a year, he'll make some big catches. But the one to me that sticks out is in that game in Detroit, game on the line. It's a must win, not must win, but it's put the Steelers in a tremendous position because of the outcome. But where did Scotty Miller come from? After not catching a pass since mid October, 3 catches in a series, including a toe tap. He found Freiermuth for a third down. I mean, it doesn't matter who the receivers are. Now, the thing without DK is, who are these guys, especially if Austin can't play, and Austin hasn't practiced this week. That's kind of been a little under the radar because everyone's excited that TJ Watt is back out there on a limited basis, Nick Herbig on a limited basis, and Isaac Seumalo on a limited basis over the last couple of days. But it's because of 12 that I do have confidence the Steelers can overcome the loss of DK Metcalf, of 8. Boy, I'm going back to Green Bay days. Funny if he would have wanted 12. Like, would Terry have said, yeah, it's cool? I doubt it. They have the tight ends. The way he's used Darnell Washington, from the beginning he had the confidence in Darnell. Or a guy like Ben Skoranek, who's caught the first touchdown pass of the year. And they're vast buddies. The thing that's got to happen, though, more so than the worry about the receivers or who's going to make up for his catches or how do you use the tight end. I think you could split the tight end, especially Freiermuth or Janu, out in different situations and use them more as straight receivers as opposed to tight ends. But what's got to happen is, and what keyed the Detroit win, was their ability to be able to run the ball. 2 45-yard runs from Jaylen Warren. You can't let, in that game, it's Aiden Hutchinson just tee off. And he did have a couple of plays in that game. If you can't run the ball against a good rushing defense in Cleveland, and Aaron's facing 3rd and 8, Sean, that's a problem. Dylan Cook against Myles Garrett. That's where this game, it's not going to be as much, okay, who's filling in for DK? It's, are they able to get themselves in situations where Aaron can take a couple of steps back and get rid of the football because it's 3rd and 5, not 3rd and 10? That's where it's won, and that's where the Steelers got it right in the offseason with the tailbacks that they have. To have your leading receiver in terms of catches isn't DK Metcalf. It's Kenneth Gainwell. He made the most spectacular catch of the season. And it's equally as mind-numbing a catch when you realize he said he lost it in the lights midway through. And on his side is have soft enough hands to be able to pull that in and then immediately think, I'm not touched. I'm going to go finish the play. That was a monster play. But it's going to be those guys being able to run the football that's going to...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Key this. What's your confidence in the Steelers winning in Cleveland without DK Metcalf?
I remember back to after the George Pickens trade. Everyone said if they don't address wide receiver number two, that if they're missing DK Metcalf for any period of time, especially multiple games, that they're going to have basically no hope. And it seems like most people's opinions, by and large, have changed in that regard, which is interesting because we never really saw the tight ends become that receiver number two that was anticipated, but it's more a confidence in Aaron Rodgers and the running game, which is interesting. Shedeur Sanders has surprised me with being at least a competent quarterback because I did not expect that. So I don't know that it's going to be a blowout win, but I think the Steelers at this point, you can have confidence that they will find a way, even without maybe a legitimate passing threat for Rodgers, that they can dink and dunk and use the running game, and maybe one receiver like a Scotty Miller could step up or Adam Thielen. I would feel good about the Steelers winning this game as long as they don't allow Myles Garrett to have like a supernova performance, because he's a guy who can get a 5-sack game, right? He's going to make a few plays. You just can't let him single-handedly take the game over, and I would imagine that is bullet point number one for the Steelers offense to make sure he doesn't single-handedly wreck the game. As long as that happens, I feel pretty good that their defense will hold down Sanders and the Browns offense, which I don't think is all that talented, even though they've got a couple good tight ends.
Yeah, I was going to say Fannin's the guy that scares you in that offense, and I know the Steelers get, and understandably so, because they have given up some big games to tight ends, but everybody's got a tight end that can wreck a game, it seems. So it's not just the Steel. I mean, Travis Kelce isn't going to be a Hall of Famer because of what he did against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's what he did against the league. And I'm not saying Fannin's at that level, but everyone's got a tight end. But to the point of the offense, like it's got to be staying out of those scenarios where Myles Garrett can just wreck a game. And if you're in a second and third and manageable, it's less opportunity for Myles Garrett to wreck a game. Now, I would anticipate in this game, you're not going to see as much of Darnell going out in patterns, and more so, you're going to see Darnell probably on that left side. The other key is Sayamalu's health. If you can get Sayamalu back healthy to where Spencer Anderson can spend a lot of time as the eligible player on the outside, then that's going to help you. But if Sayamalu can't go, then for the most part, Anderson's got to play a guard. You might bring Pete in when you flip Anderson out, but Sayamalu being back is one of those little keys to this game. He's still, Even know what they did against Detroit, which is amazing that they ran for over 200 yards, considering the left side of their offensive line is a late-round pick and a guy who's persevered on a practice squad for a couple of years. Those are a couple of my keys for this game. You got to be able to run the football. And it seems like there could be some weather issue up there. More rain than snow, which is aesthetically, I'd rather see the snow, But it might be like it was in Baltimore. What was it, a couple of years ago when Mason Rudolph went down there and they won the game, but it's probably not going to be a great track.
The other thing we mentioned, you don't want Myles Garrett to wreck the game. Well, he's already had, what, a 4-sack game this year that Cleveland was kind of blown out in, if I recall correctly. So as long as the Steelers' defense does what it has been doing recently, I thought, 75% of the game against the Lions, they were outstanding. Now, maybe Detroit's being exposed a little bit because they got completely shut down by Minnesota yesterday as well. But if the Steelers' defense continues to play at a high level, I think Sanders is a guy that they can really create a lot of problems for. And so I could also see this being a game where maybe Cleveland's held to 7 to 14 points. And even if you don't have a great offensive game and Garrett does make an impact, you still should be able, as a Steelers offense with Aaron Rodgers and the running attack, be able to surpass that, I would imagine. So even if they have to win a lower scoring, ugly game because of the weather, I think at this point you should have enough confidence in the defense to be able to win those types of games.
Now, the ideal scenario is Green Bay wins tomorrow night against the Ravens. And now, all of a sudden, because Detroit just imploded against Minnesota, Green Bay's in. So they don't have to win this game. They're in the postseason.
Which means maybe no Jordan Love.
Which means maybe no Jordan Love. Which means maybe no Malik Willis. Which means your quarterback is Clayton Toon.
Yes. I know they had Sean Clifford a year ago in that spot. He's now, is he in Cincinnati? Is that right?
I so want to make like, name that tune. Name that tune.
You like that horse?
That could be a reality tomorrow night because of Detroit losing. It's like you wanted Detroit to win, so Green Bay had the pressure of, hey, we've got to win this game. Now they don't. So I'm not as confident, even though Lamar Jackson is doubtful, of Green Bay getting that win now. But that would be the ideal thing. Green Bay wins. You rest a couple of these guys that are trying to come back from injury, and you just try to escape Cleveland healthy.
And the Steelers are more or less locked into
they're
the four. Is that right?
Yes.
I know there's like a small possibility that could change, but it seems unlikely.
If you're the Steelers, go forward as if you're going to be the four. You know, don't if that situation presents itself where that game doesn't matter. Your bye week was so long ago. Utilize the next 2 weeks to get some of these guys healthy. It doesn't mean you don't play them at all, but give them rest. Like it has been a long. I mean, it was the end of September that the Steelers got its bye week, which is crazy because you just play a couple of games in September. You go over to Ireland, and there's your bye. And they've had all this stretch as one of the older teams in the league. So we'll talk about all of that. Coming up, want you to hear from Roman Wilson. And if what you're hearing him say gives you confidence that he can come into the game and be a difference maker for the Steelers, or at least make some plays. We've seen it, but it's mostly been at the end of games when games have been decided in a bad way. And he's had a couple of catches for the most part. We'll let you hear from Roman and also what Aaron Rodgers said about Roman. It's part of Fan Morning Show this morning. We're also going to get into some of the best stories of the year for each team as we're compiling this list for New Year's Eve when myself and Jim Colony will be hosting. We'll be going through what we think are the best stories of the year. So we'll throw out some of them, get your thoughts all morning. Your thoughts are welcome at 412-928-9370. We'll get into the injury report. Pat Narduzzi's going to join us a day before their bowl game at 7:30. And Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeff Hathorn with you here on the Fan Morning Show, Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Our CBS Sports Minute today is presented by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. ForThePeople.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.